This is Money in Motion with Class Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And the studio phones are open for you right now with your question at 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. If you've got a question for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, love to hear from you this morning. Again, the telephone number 608-321-1310. You can learn more about Kloss Financial on their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Great website, great resource there to learn more about Kloss. They're separate divisions. Also, of course, if you scroll down, you can sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Just look for the envelope that says Stay Current. Do what I did. You get signed up there. You get a little snapshot of what's been going on in the markets, as well as a link to the most recent podcast, that up at klossfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, the number, 608-442-5637. And to get on the air, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. And joining us this morning, our retirement planning professional, C.J. Kloss, and Malia Cuevas. Guys, how are we doing this week?
Good morning, Sean. Doing great. How are you?
Doing really well. Great to talk with you, CJ. Malia, looks like a beautiful day ahead.
I know. It's like paradise today, I think.
Now, are you guys looking at putting maybe a retractable roof on the office?
Don't tell that to anybody. Although we did have a beautiful event, a shout out to Madison Mallards. Last night we had an employee event on the field right after it stopped raining. Perfect. And such a beautiful night to experience up there. So shout out to them. Nice job.
They do some fantastic work. That's great to hear. Great to get out and enjoy summer months. And we're going to be talking this morning about taking care and, of course, covering expenses when it comes to aging parents and what effect that could potentially have on your own retirement. We'll get the details from CJ and Malia in just a moment. We'll start that conversation. A couple of things as we talk with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial this morning. Of course, mention the website, klossfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. One of the great things that goes on each week on Kloss Financial and Money in Motion is the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. This week, no exception. The folks from Kloss have provided a fantastic prize, a $25 gift card to Happy Treats, which is Ulta Beauty, Salon, Sally Beauty, Yankee Candle, Cold Stone Creamery, GameStop and Regal. So an opportunity to win that a little bit later on this morning with the Kloss Quiz Question Week. Little tip, listen closer to the show. Typically both the question and answer come up during the program. And before we get to this week's topic, we've got a review of last week's Kloss Quiz Question and Answer as well.
Yeah, so last week we had a good conversation about what happens when you inherit money. So everybody's ears perked up last week for sure. Lots of callers called in for our question, which was true or false. In 2022, an individual can leave $12.06 million to heirs and no federal estate or gift taxes will be owed. And our winner correctly answered that is true. So congratulations to him. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Listen carefully today.
Great opportunity again today as well. And don't forget, if you missed any part of last week's program, you can always listen back at klossfinancial.com. So our topic today does revolve around caring and paying for aging parents and how this might affect someone's retirement.
Yeah, so this can really have an impact on our listeners and their future portfolios and retirement plans. So the key words we're going to focus on today are longevity and planning. And again, our goal here is really just to help do some reality setting on what to expect as it relates to potentially caring for aging parents or aging in-laws or grandparents in some cases. So an analysis of U.S. Census data conducted by the Population Reference Bureau predicts that the number of people aged 65 and older in the United States will nearly double to 95 million by 2060. And as the massive baby boomer generation ages and life expectancy in this country increases, so does the prevalence of chronic medical conditions like Alzheimer's disease and the need for long-term care services. Elder care services are expensive, and countless seniors and their relatives prefer to keep the task of caregiving to family members. Now, actually, a little bit of an aside here is statistically around the world, other developed countries actually have historically been better about keeping family members in the home than the United States. Here in the States, we don't like dealing with that often. But because so many more parents are aging and staying alive or living healthy lives, at least, with advancements in medical technology, it's put more pressure on family members to figure out, gosh, what are we going to do if they start running out of money? And what does this look like? So that's what this topic is all about today. So according to a study by MetLife that looked at the economic impact of care for seniors, the number of adults taking care of aging parents has tripled in the past 15 years. And a full 25% of grown children are helping their parents by providing either personal care or financial assistance. It's pretty staggering. Hmm. As of April of 2022, so just a couple months ago, it was reported that 41 million, which is up from 34.2 million just 7 years ago, so 41 million Americans provided unpaid care to an adult age 50 or older. And half of these informal caregivers are providing that care to a parent or a parent-in-law. So with longevity, we're seeing the effects that many of our clients who are in their 50s and 60s caring for their parents, either financially or physically, that this has been kind of a role reversal, so to speak. And while caring for your parents is certainly an important and compassionate thing to do, we want to highlight some of the potential realities associated with this, especially as you're working on your own retirement planning. So the backdrop to all of this, and part of the reason we're discussing it, is we want you to be aware of what's going on, what are kind of some of the demographics of the United States. But secondarily, we're retirement planners. And as you can imagine, if suddenly a family member has to cut out of the workforce to care for an aging parent, it can have a huge impact on your ability to retire. So some items to be aware of. Number one, stress. Recognize that caring for an aging parent is often a stressful undertaking and quite time consuming. It can take a huge emotional toll on everyone in the family. Next thing to be aware of is long-term impact for the caregivers. Understand the long-term impact, especially for women. The reality is that most informal caregivers are female, but women are more often the primary caregiver. As a matter of fact, the stats say 67% are female versus 59% of caregivers are men, meaning they're the sole caregiver or provide the majority of care along with other unpaid caregivers. And this just, what it ends up doing is has valuable time out of the workforce. It can have an impact on your children, so on and so forth. The next thing to be aware of is the cost in terms of hours and dollars spent. As of 2018, it was estimated that adult children who provide care to their parents devote an average of 100 hours per month, which can take a toll on both the finances and the health of the caregiver. And finally, you know, recognize just the direct financial costs. So uncompensated care represents a large share of caregiving in the United States. And the share of American adults providing uncompensated care to the elderly or those seniors with medical conditions is growing. And when adult children quit their jobs or cut back on hours, they give up immediate income, but they also give up long-term income in the form of Social Security benefits or pension benefits. And as a matter of fact, it's estimated that an average adult child who is a caregiver loses over $300,000 in lifetime wages and retirement benefits. So some things to be aware of here: stress, financial costs, uncompensated care. There's a lot to be aware of and careful of as we think about aging for parents or in-laws.
Really important things to think about. And CJ, when you mentioned some of those numbers, just staggering. So we're going to talk with CJ and Malia then about what you can do as an adult to help your parents as they age. We're going to get the details from CJ and Malia on that in just a moment. Don't forget as well, phone lines are open this morning for your question at 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. Love to get you on the air with CJ and Malia of Kloss Financial. You can learn more about Kloss Financial online, the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And the telephone number at the office here in Madison, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, the number, 608-442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Malia and take your call next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA. Getting some great information from our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Don't forget, you can learn more about Kloss Financial online, the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Great website and great resource there. Their telephone number at the office right here in Madison, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It'll be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. And to get on the air this morning with your question, give us a call at the station, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Talking about taking care of both physically and financially aging parents, and we left off talking about some of the tolls that care can take on the caretaker. Let's talk then about how we can, as adults, help our parents as they advance in age.
Yeah, this is a really great conversation, and I want to remind our listeners that it's really a bi-directional conversation, meaning that perhaps your parents have passed away. Okay, so that's really the premise of the show. We're talking about your parents who perhaps are 20 years older than you, 30 years older than you, but perhaps some of our listeners have adult children and they themselves are 70 years old. So please listen to some of this so that you can help your children for the future as well. So when we're talking about your parents, really what we're talking about is, you know, start a discussion about this while they're healthy. Because while they're healthy, there's a lot more ability to control what will happen to them if they eventually need care in either their home or assisted living. So, you know, while it can be tough for parents in their 70s and 80s to discuss money troubles, and we see that sometimes parents are actually embarrassed to tell their kids they don't have enough money to perhaps get them to the end of life. And the truth is, if you're in your 50s or 60s and you're talking to that parent, you really should have some kind of awareness because, as CJ mentioned, statistically, it could really hurt your retirement future. So you can't come up with a plan if you don't have the facts. And yes, what we see is kind of, we have clients who are very, you know, willing to share their financial information with their children, good or bad, and we have the opposite that just keep it secret, whether they're very wealthy or they're not. So we see both sides of it. And we are of the belief that the more you can share, you know, not exact numbers, but the more you can share, it helps both sides of the equation here. So be very open in your conversation. Let them know that you don't want them to struggle or be a burden. And keep the conversations open to siblings. Now, there is a bend towards women that they tend to be more prevalent in the caregiving space. Sometimes it's due to location and so forth. But obviously, parents, if they have more than one child, that burden perhaps could be split up. And oftentimes, you know, some of the children might handle more the financial angle and other ones can physically be there. So if you can discuss this as a family, it's always a better outcome in the end. You want to talk to your parents about, do they want to continue living in the same community or do they want to move closer to you or to grandchildren? And if they do want to stay in their own house, what are the renovations they need to make? So we do have these conversations quite a bit with people because they say, well, I'm not going anywhere. I want to stay in my house. So my first question is it a ranch? Because just recently I talked to a 75-year-old and she goes, well, I have to go downstairs to do my laundry. And yes, I know I fell 2 years ago going downstairs doing my laundry. And so, you know, we're talking about how expensive are those renovations going to be? And if so, we need to get them done. And that would be a conversation you might include your adult children in. So those are important considerations. You want to review their insurance. You know, sometimes the savings and assets aren't enough for their retirement. And that's where you might have to come in to provide some of the expense of care and the financial help. And again, this is where hard decisions happen, where you're like, you know, I'm trying to fund my retirement, but I have to take care of mom and dad. And so maybe you help them find a way to look at a long-term care situation as far as pricing. And you want to review their estate planning. So this is something that does get overlooked. Sometimes when we're in our 70s, we're not worried about our own estate planning. We're just worried about mom and dad's. It works both directions. So you want to make sure your parents have their estate planning documents up to date and their burial wishes listed. And then turn around and look at your own. So that's what I'm saying, bi-directional. Let's make sure we're taking care of them and yours at the same time. And, you know, we can't prepare for every unexpected emergency in life, but these are things we know that as we get older, live longer, typically at some point someone's going to need to care for us, and we do want to make plans, especially when we're talking about financial tolls that this could take for on your own future retirement.
Love that term, bi-directional, and very appropriate for what we're talking about this morning. CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, you can learn more about Kloss Financial on their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Great website to learn more about Kloss Financial. You can also submit a question to be answered in the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. We'll actually get to one of those questions from Stan a little bit later on in the program. Don't forget, as well, as we talk with CJ and Malia from Kloss Financial, you could meet with them, set up an appointment. All you got to do is give them a call, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial appointment, that initial conversation at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. Talk about some of the bad actors out there and ways you can protect your parents from them. We'll get the details from CJ and Malia and do the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner, as well as the Kloss Quiz Question Week. All of that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA. Talking with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, and a very important conversation this week about protecting our parents and, of course, looking out for ourselves and our futures as well when it comes to taking care both physically and financially of our aging parents. Great conversation. You missed any part of the show, you can always listen back at klossfinancial.com in the podcast section there. Their telephone number is 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. So what about ways to protect your older parents from folks that are trying to take advantage of them? And this goes as using Malia's bi-directional thing. This also goes both ways, protecting yourself as well.
Absolutely. And, you know, I want to be careful here. It's not that we want you to, you know, learn every detail of what your parents are doing, because that could create some issues there. But it's just really an awareness that, you know, checking in with them and making sure they're not falling for scams, because the only people that, you know, fall for scams are the ones who think they know everything, right? Mm-hmm. They're like, I would never fall for that. And then it turns out that they're falling for a different type of scam. So we're all susceptible. So just be aware. Sometimes parents are trying to boost their nest egg, and so they might be tempted into making investments that promise huge returns, but in reality, again, they're actual scams. And what we also see is an increase, because of the longevity in our society, we see some declining mental health, and that may actually affect their ability to make wise decisions. And that's why scammers, you know, look at retirees and older folks as prime targets. So kind of get some kind of understanding of how your parents are spending their money, you know, keeping them alert for suspicious activities. And one thing we have seen is that people who are very charitably minded, which we love to see, As we get older, and we see people preying on older people, that those same people are giving excessively to charities. Mm-hmm. And excessively, I mean, we have seen people run through hundreds of thousands of dollars because they have a good heart, but someone knows that and they're taking advantage of them. So we want to make sure that, you know, hey, mom, hey, dad, you know, I know you give to this charity. I mean, how much are you giving to charities these days? You know, kind of get a feel for that, because sometimes people can't, they just can't help themselves. And especially if people ask them, they say, okay, oh, here's my open checkbook. So just be aware of that. Consult your parents together with their financial plan, a planner, to understand kind of the reality of their future. I know that we will tell our older clients, you know, next time you come in, feel free to bring an adult child with you if you'd like, so they can kind of have an awareness of your picture. They love that. Both sides love that, because they're like, okay, we're all on the same table. I know mom and dad are going to be okay, or mom and dad maybe aren't. And that, again, it's just this awareness. So very, very important if you can do that with your adult children or your parents. And then finally, we talk about caring for yourself. This goes back to being on the airplane when they tell you, put your oxygen mask over yourself before you do your children, which is exactly opposite what a mother would do, but it's important to listen to, because in this case, if you're not caring for yourself first, your parents are not going to have the best of you, right? So make sure that you're aware of taking those respite opportunities, because we do see that family caregivers are more likely to suffer from depression and stress and heart disease because they don't take time out for themselves. So make sure you're taking care of yourself, and remember that if your health fails, you're of no use to anyone else.
Very important things to consider and keep in mind, and very important information from CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Learn more online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. While you're there, you can submit a question to be answered on air in the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. And Stan wrote in, he says, I'm considering retiring next year, which is awesome. Awesome. When I turned 55, I added that, which is awesome part, by the way. Can you explain the details of the rule of 55 that I keep hearing about? Let's see what CJ asked.
Question.
Yes.
Yes, this is a really good one. So rule, it's called separation from service after the age of 55, Stan. That's what we're asking about. And anybody who's listening, you can go on and Google it. But there's some things to be aware of. I guess if you're going to retire at 55, number one is like, just make sure you have ample resources to cover you for the next 30 or 40 years. Make sure you have health insurance figured out. So there's some kind of peripheral things, items to be aware of. But as it relates to the core of your question around turning 55, you have to typically leave money in your employer-sponsored plan for this separation from service provision to apply. So for those who don't know, most retirement plans, you can't touch the money until age 59 and a half without a penalty. So if you draw it early, you would pay a penalty. Now, there are exceptions for first-time home buyers and something called a 72T provision. But generally speaking, if you draw before 59 and a half, you're going to get pinged with a 10% penalty plus income taxes. Well, there's one major exception to that. And that is called the separation from service after 55. So, Stan, if you separate at 55 and you leave the money in the old employer retirement plan, you could then make distributions without a penalty. Again, the key here is you must leave money in the old retirement plan. If you roll it over to an IRA, that provision goes away. So back to the original point that Sean brought up. How cool. How awesome. You're looking to retire early, and you know, much luck to you.
That is great stuff. Great to hear folks are being proactive, and this week's show is all about being proactive. Be proactive for yourself. Make sure that you've checked out the website, klossfinancial.com, and of course, telephone number for Kloss Financial, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Make that call today, 608-442-5637. I also want to hold on to that telephone number, because now now it's time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial Office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you'll win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Happy Treats. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. As of April 2020, how many Americans are providing unpaid care to an adult age 50 or over? Is it 20 million or is it 40 million? Telephone number 442-5637. First call with the correct answer with a $25 gift card to Happy Treats. Don't forget as well, that is Kloss Financial's office here in Madison. 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment with Kloss. It is complimentary to you. CJ, Malia, it is always excellent hanging out with you guys. Enjoy the day.
Thanks.
News is next here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The content of this show is for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.